Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, everyone. This is Monique Ruffin. I am the author of Open Your American Heart, From Personal Responsibility to Collective Accountability. And this upcoming Tuesday, November 6th, is the day that we elect the next president of the United States. And guess what? We need your vote. We need you to participate. Our children need you to participate. Everything is hinging on your vote. So if you haven't voted already, like millions of Americans already have, cast it an early vote. If you've not already done that, it is time that you get yourself up on November 6th and get into those booths and vote. Vote your heart. Vote your consciousness. Vote your belief system. Vote for the best person that you know will serve this nation for our future and for us to be the best America that we can be. But when you vote, you have to understand that you matter. You matter as much as the president. You matter as much as the Secretary of State. Your vote matters more now than any time in the past, because this election alone will decide our future. It is the most critical election of our time. Not only is it critical because of policies that will follow, several Supreme Court justices will be appointed. It also matters because we are more spiritually awake and more open-hearted and conscious as a nation than we have ever been before. I know it looks like we're more divided than we ever have been before, but chaos also always is included with spiritual evolution. So go out and participate and give your energy and your heart and know that what you do will matter for all of us because we are all connected. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the voting booth on November 6th.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Within you. All great teachers lead you to remembering your truth. The heart knows, the heart shows, the heart bestows, and the beat goes on. Realizing that we really do hold the essence of our Creator within us will release us to live the roles we have come to live. This knowing removes all barriers we have constructed between ourselves and others through living in fear. This knowing enables us to embrace what it means to have a freedom of expression in all our creativity. It is a knowing that anything we conceive will be nourished through our movement and expression. The wisdom we seek outside of ourselves actually resides within our own memory. How do you know when the truth is spoken? It rings true in your church within. Let your spirit truly be your guide when making decisions pertinent to your own well-being. Choose not to become a parent. They perform their functions very well. Be the special human you have come to be. What is true for you? What will you give? Who will you be? Only share truth as you know it to be. When we love ourselves completely, it becomes easy to say to another, "I love you just the way you are." and thank you for reflecting to me yet another part of myself. We are thankful for everyone we are blessed to meet and welcome all the lessons they bring. The greatest love is self-love. It's one and the same as God's love. Life is abundant with lessons and gifts. Abundance of all things is our birthright. Acceptance of this birthright opens doors to perfect health, wealth, and joy. There are many doors to unlock, many closets to clean before we reach our goals. Our intention must be clear and resonate with our soul. The things that plague us will stay the same as before. When we give thanks for our blessings, they will become much more. As the sunlight illuminates the cores of our being, its rays give us that expanded soul-filled feeling, a feeling that takes us to a peaceful place. We only need now to hold that space. Freedom from what I am makes me more. Like those magnificent birds I soar, creating for myself an open door that I may receive so much more. To be the embodiment, I am sure, will open the way for what is in store for me to explore.
We all need ritual in our lives. We need to welcome ourselves, to wake up to rituals. Rituals are important in giving us a sense of being, a sense of presence, in being able to connect with one another, with the earth, with all the different elements in our life. Rituals are to the soul what physical food is to our body. In our country, when we wake up every morning, it is important to welcome ourselves from all the journeys that we have taken while we were asleep. So we wake up, we hold ourselves, and we welcome ourselves back from wherever.
I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul.
Revival of a Love Story. You heard it first. My comrade Sherry Marie. Revival of a Love Story. Beautiful, beautiful piece. And before that, you heard the Bumpoo sharing with you about the story. The story that we will continue speaking about today. And today, yes, my name is Ombasa Sofira, and yes, all I know is as above, so below. Because we're in it. We're in it to win it. I'm full of myself today. You heard me. You heard several of my pieces from the Soul Journey to Truth CD. And before that, you heard Joy Thrillers, Pure Imagination at the beginning of the show. What we have to have in order to really, really interpret our stories in this truth, in this life. You can find George's piece on evzonemusic.com. Welcome back to the Play Experience. Thank you for joining me once again on this playground of life, where we continue to explore ways and paths of purposely loving and appreciating ourselves. My name again is Ombasa Sofira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all love, all justice. Today I have the true and unique pleasure to have a comrade on, my friend, my sister, Maida Kummer. Maida is a writer, author of 6 books and 1 play. She's also a brilliant performing artist. When I saw her perform the first time, it touched me so deeply, because she really is there with you. She comes from that space called God when she performs. You can't miss a beat of what it's bringing for. She uses indigenous tradition for story, to tell her story, and as her medicine for violence prevention and healing. I'm going to bring on, because I want her to tell you more about herself. Maida, my dear sister, welcome to the Play Experience.
Thank you, Ombasa. It's wonderful to be with you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So I want you to give the listeners more than what I did about you. Can you give them more about who is Maida Kummer?
Oh, you have spoken about story in several ways as I have sat listening and sort of drinking in the beauty of what I've heard this evening. Story began to call me 20 years ago when I had no idea that it would play a part in my identity or my purpose. And I understand the self in that way, my identity, my purpose, and my direction. And so in this past 20-year journey, I have had to go deep into story as a modality, as a healing, just that, as a healing tool. And to understand that not only is it medicine, but it is our wealth. It is the most valuable thing that any of us will ever have or ever attain or ever find in our lives will be our story. If we know it fully and if we learn how to use it to become whole. And so that has been what I have had to find for myself and what I teach, no matter who I'm in front of, if, whether it be a classroom, a history class, an English class, or a group that's there specifically looking for healing information.
Mm-hmm. And yes. So thank you. So how, in fact, this, I want to delve deep into the story medicine, and because we want to talk about it, how we're going to share it in a upcoming event in the end of November this month, self-purify through story medicine. Now, when you, I want to get into self-purify, but when did you actually begin, because people talk about his story and her story, and, you know, and so it's really, 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 really powerful that you are using story medicine as a tool. And, you know, we talked about the medicine bag and everything like that, but we want to get into how did you actually get into it? What made you say, I have to do this?
Well, there wasn't a moment where I made a decision. It was like I was pushed into that place and shown, okay, this is the realm where you've been called, this is what your work has led you to. And so, as I said, 20 years ago, when I was in private practice with a wellness center in St. Louis, Missouri, I had people just spontaneously, Ombasa, opening up and telling me their stories from childhood and saying, this happened to me, that happened to me. And I was floored because I was not expecting that. I had not put myself out as being someone who was, you know, doing that kind of work. Mm-hmm. And one day I mentioned to one of my colleagues who was a counselor, and I said, you know, this is happening, and I'm trying to sit with it. I'm trying to receive it and know that it's happening for a reason. And he said, well, it is. It's happening so that you can find your story. And so when he told me that, I said, okay, I already know something's happening here. Now I see it. And then I began to search, and it took me years to literally put my story together piece by piece because I didn't have it. I thought I had it, but I didn't, and it took me years and writing and reading and searching and just really, how can I say, delving into the word. And when I say that, I'm not speaking of any one particular holy book. I'm speaking of what is known in West African tradition as Nomo, which is the generative power of the word. You know, I can create with my words. I can change things with my word. And so to be able to find that story, speak it for the first time, you know, is to break silence, is to change history. I've seen it, I've felt it, I've witnessed it in the eyes and the faces of those that I've worked with, and I know it for myself. And so it has continued, the word in its form and what format I use over that 20-year span has continued to evolve.
Right,
but today it is very, very simple.
So is it? If I'm taking the workshop, the session, I am delving into my story about my particular life, because it sounds like you were pulling in some other information about stories. I mean, what what am I doing when I take the story medicine workshop session?
Well, you will be focused on you.
On my own story, my ancestral background.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. And so there will be writing prompts. There will be conversations and questions that we will use to prompt certain awarenesses. And then there will be time to write. Mm-hmm. And then we will share and hear each other and clarify. And it's going to be an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you are using the Sacred Circle focused on Tikkun Olam. How do you say that?
Tikkun Olam.
And what is who is that?
That's an indigenous Hebrew principle that comes from the Kabbalah, and it is. Okay, if we understand that violence is that which robs the self on any level, then Tikkun Olam is that which restores the self and the earth. And so we do that with our stories. The indigenous people understand that the story of humanity heals the earth, and that the earth is crying for those stories.
Mhm. Okay. I think I'm slowly sinking in, because I know, you know, like, you know, I'm, what keeps coming up in my head is that's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
pulling in all of what you can source in terms of what it's about. So bear with me, because I'm really seeking to get to the heart of this. In
mm-hmm.
terms of you, when you said it took you a while, and you over the years you were delving in not only to no particular holy book, when you were going into the holy books and you were looking for what in particular about you, and you hear that?
I didn't. Any reading that I've done, but particularly with holy books,
mm-hmm.
I use that for confirmation of what every morning. In my spiritual practice, I write 7 days a week, and so the first thing I do when I open my eyes every morning is to write. And I write what's there, I write what's wanting to be said. And after that, I have a gratitude journal that I keep. And from there, I go to my inspirational material, and then from there, I go to scripture. By the time I've gone to it, it will be a mirror in some way back to something that I've just written about.
Mm.
So I say that to say that my emphasis is that each participant learn to rely on their own self resources, inner resources first. And then there will be signs and wonders, so to speak, all around them that will confirm what has just been said from the heart, from the inside, you know, as within, so without. In that sense, you know, what am I creating? What is my direction? What is my next step? And so in all humility, to write and say I'm going to express what I'm feeling and hearing, and then it's like it is a conversation.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
now let's do this. Let's create what this is going to look like. Now this is, I'm going to just read a bit off the flyer.
Yes.
Healers, writers, artists, people in recovery, people from all walks of life. Find your voice, reclaim your story, inspire others. Join on Basha Sofera, Brian T. Lum, and Maida Commerce in a sacred circle focused on Tikkun Olam. During our part to heal the ancestral story, one story. Do you know what your part is? Do you know what your part is? That question itself, self-purify, because I want you to, expand on that before I go on.
All right, so you're part of the one story. If you and I agree that there is one story being played out in the universe.
Well, I don't know if everybody agrees. I just want them to know what you think, what you are saying about the ancestral one story first. Yeah.
Okay. The ancestral one story is that through our lives, through our experience, our search, our journey, our evolution, we are completing the work of our ancestors. So as we gather in this healing circle, that issue, that question, that yearning that we have been working with, grappling with in some instances, whatever that pain might be, that question might be, knowing that it goes back to them and all the way back. And so if we can find words for that, through the dialogue, through the prompts, through those writing exercises, through those discussions, and begin to get clear about the language for that. How should that appear? Should that appear as a poem? Should that appear as a skit? Should that appear as a song? You know, should that appear as myth? You know, that I create to support myself, to assist myself.
And so the one story, see, because it says ancestor one story, so it doesn't matter what race. It's just the one. Okay, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm traveling along the road here. Humanity. Okay, so the answer to one story is that, And so this is an empowerment and healing retreat, and it's to be held at the YNCA at Blue Ridge Assembly, November 30th at 5 p.m. to December 2nd at 12 p.m. And you can get more information. It's 84 Blue Ridge Assembly Road, but you can get more information to register at 828-242-2973 or go to Facebook and you can look up META, M-E-T-A, Commerce, C-O-M-M-E-R-S-E. And we'll give you that again before we leave. But now can you just go ahead and this is a weekend intensive.
Yes.
I want you to describe what someone can look forward to in that weekend from Friday to Sunday. Bring us
all
there.
On Friday, and I put some bullets on the flyer to begin to create those images. That on Friday we will gather around a meal, a dialogue, a film, and a question. And I can't say yet what that question is, but I have everything else.
I understand.
Depends on who all shows up.
That's right.
And what that communal energy turns out to be.
Indeed.
And then we will work Friday night for as long as, the intention is or the energy holds up. And then on Saturday is the work day where we will begin with spiritual practice, our breakfast, and then begin to get into what what did I come here to resolve or to learn about myself? What is it that I've been looking for in my life that has either eluded me or either I have run from? You know, many of us are afraid of our reflection. And so we'll look at that based on the conversation from the previous evening. And sometimes people will have dreams, very, very moving dreams after those kinds of conversations. So perhaps there will be more insight that next morning. Mm-hmm. And that we will have more in terms of writing exercises, writing, reading, sharing, processing, time alone, time to figure, time to reflect, time to emote, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll work that way with, you know, some time for self-care and, of course, meal time.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evening it will be all about the play, all about the expression, that whatever that unique thing is that has been trying to be said will get said, either in music and dance and song and comedy and in a skit, in a poem, however that needs to show up.
And then
dinner, or maybe dinner before. I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those are the components of that long day. And then on Sunday morning, we'll have breakfast. And then Dr. Brian Lum, who is a network chiro practitioner, who deals completely with the nervous system and the subtle energy body, and the unconscious mind, who has a gift of being able to locate the areas in the spine where these stories and these things are trapped, and will offer that conversation, offer that insight, and give us some strategies as to how to move that energy out, help it to dissolve, and begin to express more fully who we are, who we came to be.
That sounds really, really, really powerful. We're about to take a break in a minute. If you have any questions for Maida, please push 1 on your keypad. And if you're online, you know I'm silly. Okay, I have to have some silliness in the show. Okay, 347-426-3346 is the number to call if you're online and you want to call in. By all means, do so. 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. We'll be right back, Maida.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Hello, everyone. This is Monique Ruffin. I am the author of Open Your American Heart, From Personal Responsibility to Collective Accountability. And this upcoming Tuesday, November 6th, is the day that we elect the next president of the United States. And guess what? We need your vote. We need you to participate. Our children need you to participate. Everything is hinging on your vote. So if you haven't voted already, like millions of Americans already have, cast it an early vote. If you've not already done that, it is time that you get yourself up on November 6th and get into those booths and vote. Vote your heart. Vote your consciousness. Vote your belief system. Vote for the best person that you know will serve this nation for our future and for us to be the best America that we can be. But when you vote, you have to understand that you matter. You matter as much as the president. You matter as much as the Secretary of State. Your vote matters more now than any time in the past, because this election alone will decide our future. It is the most critical election of our time. Not only is it critical because of policies that will follow, several Supreme Court justices will be appointed. It also matters because we are more spiritually awake and more open-hearted and conscious as a nation than we have ever been before. I know it looks like we're more divided than we ever have been before, but chaos also always is included with spiritual evolution. So go out and participate and give your energy and your heart and know that what you do will matter for all of us because we are all connected. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the voting booth on November 6th.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Freedom from what I am makes me more. Like those magnificent birds I saw, creating for myself an open door that I may receive so much more. To be the embodiment, I am sure, will open the way for what is in store for me to explore.
Welcome back to the Play Experience. I'm here with my buddy, Mater Commerce. Mater, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Ah, yes. Welcome back. Yes, we have an email question. I've been going through a lot of personal relationship issues. How can I use story to heal myself?
Well, we start with intention. And that's important to say, I begin my healing journey through story with the intention to heal, not get revenge, to be humble, not puffed up and arrogant, and to use my creative power in a way that has no limit to find out what that difficulty is trying to teach me, what those relationship problems. Relationship is a school. And so in relationship and in those moments of conflict, what is it that I'm being invited to see and to move through in terms of who I am and how I have been blocked. It's not about placing blame. It's about saying, what can I gain from this? How can I grow from this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that And
write, 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 write like your life depends on it.
Okay.
Write.
Get that pen. Get that pen and paper.
Thank you. You can't get enough pen and paper. Okay.
Okay, get off that computer. Get that pen and paper. Connect.
Thank
connect,
you,
connect. Good. Connect with
that's
that wood.
Right.
Connect with the trees, with the paper.
Thank
and the,
you.
Yes, indeed. That's, yes, indeed.
Because
I hear
if
that.
The power goes out, I still need to have my practice intact.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's really what's up. That is really what's up. So, in the piece, it's really powerful because you talk about playing, and of course, I'm all about power play. I'm all about playing, purposely loving, and appreciate yourself, releasing endorphins. I'm all about that whole idea that laughter and joy cannot hold you. The same space as fear and pain. And so really, really exercising all of that energy and bringing it up and feeling it all and then bringing it out. You know,
yeah.
I love that. I love that we are really, you know, stirring it all up and really releasing, you know, those gems on that session. I want to ask you, we have about, let's see, not long, about five more minutes or so. How, as you know, I talked about in the beginning how I really love and appreciate your acting abilities, your role playing abilities, so moving. And how do you relate that with your quite welcome? Your how do you relate that with your practice? How do you relate that with your healing? You know, how does it come out for you?
It's about character is a tool, is an instrument whereby I explore that part of myself that I lost. Mm-hmm. And so acting, being either in character or on the stage to sing or, you know, give poetry or whatever it is a mechanism for stretching and expanding one's experience of self, basically. And to occupy the essence of character is a way to expand the experience of self. There's a whole genre now called expressive arts therapy where people understand that, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to completely embody this character as a way of getting back a piece of me that's been lost. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we that's how you get voice back. You know, some people can't speak over a whisper. I know grown women whose voices sound like they're five. Why is that? Something happened when you were five that you need the opportunity to be able to get that piece back.
I'm laughing because you are tickling me pink and deep. I'm telling you, this is absolutely powerful what you're saying. It's absolutely powerful, and I hope everybody gets this. You know, that whole expressive therapy, that's what you do. That is what you do. When you come across that way, and that's why I asked you that question. That is very, very rich. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And I trust that people will come and get more because you are a master teacher. As it relates to this, you are just the creme de la creme and the top of the line. So I'm giving my plug in there.
And wait a minute. And so are you, Ambassador. to embody the joy that you teach. Absolutely.
Give thanks. I love it. So I want you to give the details for the event and anything else you want to share before we close out about the event.
Well, the event is a form of celebration, And so anyone who out there who is listening to this conversation, and you know if this is resonating with you, and you know that it is your time, go ahead and reach out. I am on Facebook. It's very easy to find me. And once we connect, you'll have access to all the information you need to register. But this is an experience for those who are seriously in pursuit of their wholeness and the way to express totally who it is that you are and to move through those blocks and barriers, whatever they may be, because we know that those are only challenges to move us into the fullness of life.
That's rich. Well, thank you so very much, my dear sister, and I look forward to giving you the biggest hug and when we get at the top of the Black Mountain, North Carolina. And then, by the way, that's where it is. It's in Asheville, North Carolina. And you know that if you've heard anything about Asheville, you know it's going to be a pretty rich experience.
Yes. The healing energy here is off the chain.
No, that's right. It's off the Richter scale.
Yes, it is.
All right, beloved. Big hugs and smooches to you. And thanks for being on the playground today and sharing all the love. And we'll see you on the 30th.
Thank you. Looking forward.
Much love to you.
See you later. You too.
All righty. And we have had a wonderful conversation. If you're anywhere around in the United States of America, and you can make it to Asheville, North Carolina on November 30th, we look forward to seeing you. And again, the number, if you want to call Maida and register, is 828-242-2973. She's really a beautiful, beautiful being of light and love. You'll love it. So, my wonderful comrades, I'll see you next week on the playground, the play experience. Much love to you. Ombasa out.
Every day we experience different things in our life. We experience joy, we experience sadness, and many times we have grief that we do not have words for. And it is important for us to grieve the losses that we experience on everyday basis in order to heal, to recover from what we have lost. So grieving is a soul cleansing way to reclaim and to recover our spirit. When we do not grieve, we stay in an unhealthy place and lose who we are. And so it is very important to cry, to walk in nature, to express our grief so we can feel safe and sane once again, so that the body can recover from the loss.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.